Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. Your creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open door. Woo! To hear heaven from the below. You're defender, yeah, when judgment calls, we're protected by your blood. So come what may, you're worthy for. Come what may, you're worthy for. All we are. We'll bless your name.
just offer a worship here.
So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
So we lift you high, Yahweh. So we lift you high, Yahweh, and we lift you high, Yahweh, and we lift you high, it's Yahweh, and we lift you high. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my praise. You alone deserve the honor.
Yahweh, Yahweh, we lift you high, Yahweh. with a cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord.
Alpha shelter for Brother Noah. A shepherd for the sheep.
A shepherd for the
sheep. And in the fire, you were the poor man. Cloud by day and a fire by night for your little children to lead the way.
You to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today.
Cloud by day.
Oh, yeah.
fire by night for your little children.
Amen.
To lead the way.
How many times has it been that for you?
Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
Nearer, blessed Lord, I'm praising my Savior. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I and my Savior, I'm just happy and I'm blessed. Oh, I'm just watching.
I hear the rolling thunder. thy power throughout. Oh, the universe display then sings my
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, my sisters and brothers. In Christ Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, Son, and His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us begin to praise the Lord this morning. Wherever you are, bless His holy name. Hallelujah. He can hear your voice. He hears, He sees, He knows. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Even though you might be going through circumstances, praise Him. Even though things might not look good, praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we bless you and we praise you this morning. We adore you, we worship you, O God. O God, you are worthy of praise and glory and honor. Oh, hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We adore you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We adore you. We magnify you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace and your love and your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy, O God. We bless you and we thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you for our children, O God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for our spouses, O God. We thank you for our grandchildren, O God, great-grandchildren, O God. We thank you for our siblings and their families, our nieces, our nephews, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you for all those that are connected to us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Those that you will connect to us in the future, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your divine connection, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you have never left us, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you are always with us. We thank you for your faithfulness, your grace, your mercy, and your love in our lives. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we adore you, O God. Hallelujah. We come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for mercy, your mercies on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. We cry out for mercy, O God. Mercy, 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 O God. Bring down your mercy upon us, O God. Oh, have mercy upon our children, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses, O God. Have mercy upon our grandchildren, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Under the sound of my voice, those that are here now and those that will listen at another time, we pray for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to say thank you again. Thank you again from the bottom of our hearts. We say thank you, Lord. We cannot thank you enough. Forgive us for murmuring. Forgive us for complaining, O God. Oh, Father God, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, oh God. Hallelujah. Ramasandariyako. We release the blood of Jesus upon ourselves, oh God. The blood of Jesus in the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We soak our cells, tissue, organs, and systems in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns us. Oh, Father God, we soak our children in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Our spouses, our parents, our nieces, nephews, siblings, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus, let it flow like a tsunami. Let it flow like a tsunami. The blood, the blood, the blood. Remove every power of evil and darkness. Let the blood cleanse us. Let the blood purify us. The blood, the blood, the holy blood of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. We've asked you to send your holy angels this morning to be with us, guiding us and protecting us in the name of Jesus. O Father God, let your holy angels be with us, guide and protect us, and minister your word to us, O God, your biddings to us in the name of Jesus. O Lord, we surrender to you. Have your way in our lives, in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When praises go up, blessings come down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, O God. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. We bless you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen. I'm just going to go over a scripture this morning, something fast, but it will touch your spirit because it touched my spirit. Hallelujah. We praise God for the fresh anointing this morning. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am, Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to take you to the book of Exodus this morning. Exodus chapter 16. And I'm going to read starting from verse 1. And they took the journey from Elam. And all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will bring bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Aaron and Moses said unto the children of Israel, at even then you shall know the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord. For that he heareth your murmuring against the Lord. And what are we that ye murmur against us? Hallelujah, murmuring. And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat and in the morning bread to flow, for that the Lord heareth the murmurings which you murmur against him. But what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, said unto the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmuring. And it came to pass as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even you shall eat flesh, in the morning you shall be filled, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. I'm not going to go further, hallelujah, because we're talking about murmuring against the Lord, murmuring against servants of the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, murmuring against the Lord. Murmuring against servants of the Lord. Murmuring. God hates that. He hates that. Murmuring. Holy Spirit, help me as I bring this word forth in the name of Jesus. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. Holy Spirit. What does it mean to murmur? Hallelujah. That's complaining. Complaining. You be discontent, dissatisfaction. You always complaining. I don't care what is being done, what blessing, what God has done. All day you murmuring. If God give you bread, you want jelly. If he give you jelly, you want peanut butter. Whatever it is, you are murmuring against the Lord. You murmuring, and God hears it, and God sees it, and God knows it. Stop murmuring against the Lord. You say, I wish I should have done it, could have, would have, should have. Murmuring against the Lord. And the Lord does not like it. I don't think any one of you, including myself, I wouldn't want to be around somebody 24/7 just murmuring. These are people that are not satisfied. Hallelujah. Yes, they're not satisfied with what God has done and what God is doing and what God will do. So all day they are murmurers. If you give me this, Bob, if you don't give me this, Bob, you do this, Bob. It is like nagging. And when people keep nagging and murmuring, and I know as a human being for myself, it gets on my nerves. Oh, you children, you know, when you're taking care of kids sometimes, they just nag, and you get angry and say, go to bed, because you keep complaining and keep complaining and keep complaining and murmuring and murmuring and murmuring. You don't like it this way, you like it that way, you're hard to please. Anything anybody does is always but. The person look good, but everything, but they cook the food, it tastes good, but it didn't have enough salt, but it didn't have enough milk, but you didn't do it this way, but you didn't do it that way. When you murmur against the Lord, it shows your ungratefulness. When you murmur against others, who have really reached out and touched your life in special ways, and you look for a complaint and fault on that person, you show that you're ungrateful. Why not look at the best of people instead of looking at the worst? Why not look at the good things that God has done for you instead of murmuring? Why don't you turn your murmuring into praise? Hallelujah. Why don't you turn your murmuring into praise? Yes, Lord, you might just have bread to eat and you might not have a full meal. But instead of murmuring, praise him and thank him for that bread, because someone might not even have that bread to eat. Hallelujah, murmuring, complaining, looking for fault all the time. You're judging others. Look at the man in the mirror. When you begin to judge others, look at yourself. Why take the stuff out of someone's eye when you have it in your eye? Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, do us dissatisfaction. Nothing pleases you. Everybody you condemn and you blame the whole world. Stop murmuring. God does not like that. Hallelujah. God does not like that. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I like that song that Michael Jackson made. It starts with the man in the mirror. Before you can change anyone, look at yourself. Look at ourselves. Hallelujah. How do I react to this situation? How have I reacted to this situation? Or what is causing me to be dissatisfied with this food or with this job? You ask God for a job. He gave you a job. You go there. You complain and complain and complain. You ask God for a car. He gave you a car. You don't like that car. You want something else. You murmur and murmur. You ask God to heal you. He's already done it. He's healing you, but then you're looking for problems with the healing. Hallelujah. That's why you cannot be made whole, because there's problems. You are ungrateful to Almighty God. And God, he told me to say this morning, murmuring, even if we murmur in private, and nobody hears us. He hears us when we murmur in our hearts. We don't even have to speak it out. And we pout and we murmur. Some of us pout so much inwardly. But God sees that inward pout that man cannot see. Hallelujah. But God does not want you to be murmuring like the children of Israel. He had done so much for them. Signs, wonders in Egypt, brought them, divided the Red Sea, gave them. He had done so much, and they were still murmuring. Do you know that murmuring stopped them from fulfilling, going to the promised land? Some of them, because they murmur and complain. That only Joshua and Caleb for that generation was able, and the other generation was able to make it. Those generation of murmurers in the Bible, they died. God did not allow them to go over, because when you murmur, you don't have faith, you don't have trust in God. So what am I saying to you this morning? Murmuring will stop you from fulfilling your divine purpose and destiny. Because you're so busy complaining and complaining, you can't even see good in anything. So you, if somebody gave you bread, no, you want quail, you want this, you want that, you want that. And so all day you murmuring, you will never fulfill your divine purpose and your calling. Hallelujah, because you sit at one place and it doesn't even make you feel good. I know sometimes when I'm complaining about things, I start saying, oh, no, I hate to hear what I'm saying. I get to hear myself talking, and my husband will laugh because you get into that place of murmuring until you hate to hear your own voice. I say, I need to stop this because I can't stand myself saying. I begin to hate myself murmuring about things. And if I hate myself murmuring, what do you think about God? God hates it. He hates it. He hates murmuring. He hates complaining. He hates all, especially God has done so much for us. Look back over your life. Think of the things in your life that he's done for you. And begin to turn that murmuring into praise so you can fulfill your divine purpose and your divine destiny. In the name of Jesus. Keep a smile on your face. Smile from your heart. Look for the good in others. Amen. Look for the good in everything because God is in everything. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Maybe the very thing that you are dissatisfied with, you murmuring about, is your stepping stone towards your purpose and your destiny. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Stop murmuring. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. Hallelujah. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. It will hold you back. Instead of that, be thankful. In God, we have boastfully and continually, we will give thanks to your name forever. Psalm 44, verse 8. Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Praise him. Psalm 105, 1 to 3. Praise him. In your situation, Paul and Silas in jail, prison, praise him and don't murmur, don't complain. They could have been complaining. They could have been murmuring. Yes, they were hurt. They were cut. They were locked up in shackles. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Just imagine if these people, the miracles they saw and the things that God had done for them, if they had just turned that stuff into a praise camp, my God, it would not have taken 40 years to go over to the promised land. The murmurers did not see the promised land. It's their children that saw the promised land. Only Caleb and Joshua from that generation saw the promised land. When you murmur, you don't trust what God is saying. Amen. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endure forever. Psalm 56, verse 12, I give thanks to thou and under vows to you, my God, I will present my thanks offering to you. Praise the Lord in your affliction. Praise him. Praise him in your situation. Praise him when you don't have anything to praise him, when you think you don't have anything to praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. There's no way you cannot have anything to praise him. Keep on praising him. Give thanks. Give thanks. Thanks. When people see you, let them see that praise and that thanksgiving on you. Hallelujah, the anointing of praise. Hallelujah, receive that anointing in your spirit of praise and thanksgiving. Thanking the Lord when you thank for and you praise the Lord, you have your breakthroughs. Hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I sing praise to you before the gods. I face your holy temple, bow down and praise your name because of your constant love and faithfulness, because you have shown that your name and your commands are supreme. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the name of the Lord Most High. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell you all your wonderful deeds. What has God done for you? Hallelujah. You're supposed to do a praise war, have a war, praise war. When we were praise war, in there you start your praise war. A wall of praise. You woke up this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up. I praise you. Hallelujah. Make yourself a praise wall. A wall of praise. Hallelujah. A wall of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. If you just start putting stickers all over your room with praises and thanksgiving, your whole room, your whole apartment will be, people will wonder what's going on. Because every part, you will not even have enough space in your home, in your house, to put those prayer stickers and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let that praise, thank him and praise him, and you will have your breakthroughs, open doors. He will fight for you. You know why? Because you trust him. That's why you praise him. You trust that he will bring you through. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't give up on God. Let your praises, praise him in situations. Praise him. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just want to thank you this morning. Regardless of whatever we're going through, we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Good or bad, we praise you. Up and down, we praise you. We love you, oh God. Forgive us of murmuring. Let us turn our murmuring into moments, everlasting moments of praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your children this morning, your sons and daughters. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our faith and trust in you. Thank you, Lord, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord wherever you are. Lift up your voices and praise his name. He is worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless God and we thank God for this is a beautiful day. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I want to say to you, keep on praising. When you can see your way clear, praise him. The doctor's report, praise him. On your job there, praise him. Your children out of whack, praise him. Thank him. Don't stop. Praise him from your heart. Don't let it be a lip service, but from your heart. Hallelujah. Praise him. I'm going to ask Reverend Boyer to do the closing prayer for us this evening on praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come giving praises to the Lord this morning. We come into his courts joyfully praising. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for continuing to be all that you are, a loving Father. Lord God, for all that you do for us. What more can we not do but praise your mighty name. We know, Lord, that all the glory is yours, because without you, we are nothing. Lord God, you continue to be that bridge over our troubled waters 24/7, Father. What more can we want? Lord God, we thank you for your unconditional love. We thank you, Father, for allowing storms to weather us sometimes, to hold us in place, that we can come to a revelation, that we can come to an understanding of knowing what the purposing is, so that we can move on after the storm. For Father God, there are times when you choose whether to have the sunshine to come out instead of rain. And then when we weather through that storm, we come into revelation of what it is that you are speaking to us. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord, for giving us more wisdom for knowledge. We thank you, Father, for your instructions. We thank you, Lord, and praise you for the Holy Ghost, the reinforcer of our faith, that no matter how long we weather the storm, we continue to hold on because of that reinforcement of our faith, saying it is for our good. We just thank you this morning, Father. We shall always give you praises. We shall always praise you. For there is always good in what you present to us. So, Father God, we just thank you. And we're sorry when we do make those utterances of muttering and chattering and just from not understanding those moments that we must face those trials and tribulations. But with not understanding, we mutter, we complain. Forgive us this morning, Father. Forgive us, for we should be patient and hearken to your voice. We should bring things to your attention and not try to do it on our own understanding. So, Father God, we praise you. We hold on to you, Lord, for you are our strength. You are our light, for your word is our validation that we are your children. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful and blessed morning. Hallelujah. Total praise.
The name of this song is just simply Total Praise.